Imagine living your life after 50 and feeling energized and excited about your future. Welcome to the Women in the Middle podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to figure out what they want and create the life they deserve. Here's your host and master certified life coach, Susie Rosenstein.
Hey there, in today's episode, we're talking about busting your own negative thoughts about aging. This is an encore episode, and I'm delighted to bring it to you. Let's go. Welcome back to the podcast, Women in the Middle, with over a million downloads and counting. I'm your host, Susie Rosenstein, your Master Certified Coach, a midlife mentor, and I am so glad to be here with you again. Now, this week, I'm sharing an encore episode and bringing back a really good show about finding surprising thoughts that you may have about what's appropriate when you're older. Classic thoughts about aging. It's funny, I realized that this was recorded almost exactly a year ago. This podcast episode was inspired by a conversation I had with a girlfriend that really surprised me. The reason it surprised me was because of something it revealed to me. A negative thought about aging, and quite frankly, a pretty big limiting belief about what's appropriate or cool for you to do at a certain age. Fascinating. I thought I had busted this kind of thinking years ago, but there it was, a stinky thought lurking up there in my brain. This comes up often in the Women in the Middle Academy, and it always creates a great conversation. So I knew I wanted to explore it with you too. Putting the spotlight on hidden, weird thoughts that you think on autopilot is always so much fun. But just quick, there are two things I want to share with you. First, I want to make sure you know about how you can stop wasting valuable time feeling stuck and do something about it. It's so frustrating when you know you're meant for more, but are just spinning and wondering when something is going to change. That was me. I totally get it. Here's the thing, though. I can help you get unstuck, but you can't just sit there waiting for something amazing to happen in your life. You have to do something about it. This is exactly why I created the Women in the Middle Academy, to help you get unstuck and excited about your life again, to help you get crystal clear about what you want. Now, when we work together in the Women in the Middle Academy, you will learn how to create a roadmap to a meaningful, regret-free next chapter, and you'll have fun doing it. So if you're ready to change your life and learn the skills to unstick yourself with some masterful coaching, a top-notch curriculum, an infusion of creativity, and a warm, fun, and awesome community of like-minded women, let's talk about it. I would love to be able to help you get unstuck and be happier than ever before. Go ahead and book your momentum call at www.womeninthemiddleacademy.com, and we'll have a talk and we'll see what's happening and if this is a good fit for you. And one more update, if you haven't checked out my new podcast yet, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, please do. We're having a lot of fun over there and sharing a ton of good stuff about the reality of running a business when you're a woman over 50. I would greatly appreciate your support too if you could share it with friends and colleagues that you know would enjoy it. It's on iTunes and all the podcast places, including Spotify and your favorite podcast apps. It's also on my website at susierosenstein.com under the podcast tab. Okay, now please enjoy this week's encore show. Now, let's dive into this week's episode, busting your own negative thoughts about aging, even when you don't think you have any. So like I said, I found a stinky thought. Even years after teaching and doing my own work about all this stuff, when it comes to your thoughts, there are still some surprises to be found. I knew I had to talk to you about one of mine. I really couldn't believe it. I was floored, surprised, confused, embarrassed, all of it. You know, I've been doing this work now for about 10 years. And with you for over 300 episodes. Pro-aging, mindset around aging, the best is yet to come, yada, yada, yada. All that's good stuff. I've been doing my work and coaching women in the middle like you to do the same. And while finding stinky thoughts isn't ever fun, it's so great to help yourself grow in the direction you want to grow on purpose. It is fascinating. Yes, it's kind of embarrassing when I find a personal thought error like this around something I coach on all the time. But I know that that will make it easier for you. It's like, oh, Susie found a weird thought. It's okay if I have a weird thought. Of course it's okay if you have a weird thought, but I call it a thought error because I certainly don't want to be thinking like this at all. But like I said, there it was. And that's what happened last week. I caught one. It was hiding. I thought I caught it years ago, but there it was, lurking in my brain, probably under a cobweb or something like that. I don't know. I found a really judgy thought about what's appropriate and not appropriate at, and I'm doing air quotes, a certain age. There you have it. Say it isn't so, but it was. And as much as I don't really believe it, the thought popped in. It just popped into my brain and it caused a ruckus in my mind. Here's what happened. I have this amazing, vibrant friend in her 70s who retired. And then she moved to a smaller community. She bought a beautiful home and renovated it to her liking. You know, I've had this conversation with lots of people who are a few years ahead of me, and I love hearing about what they're going to do in retirement. And some of them want to move. They want to move to smaller communities, or they want to move near their grandchildren. That's pretty common. The other thing I've seen happen, which is really fun to watch, is when people want to move to their dream location. And for many, it's near water or a lake or the ocean or someplace warm. So I just love all these conversations and I love seeing how people are dreaming. Now, for this friend, her house was done and it seemed perfect. I'd been there a couple of times. It was exactly what she wanted. And what's even so amazing is it even supported her hobbies. You know, when I start to think, what would I do if I could renovate like a studio or a special space just for me? And it's just so much fun to think about, like, what would the colors be? What kind of tables would I have? What kind of things do I want to leave out all the time? Like my hobbies, my arts, my crafts, my reading, you know, just all kinds of things. But I want more space. I want my books all in that location. I want a comfy chair. And it just seems like, I don't know if you have an office or a space in your house, but I don't really have... I have an office that I kind of took over the back corner of a room, and someday I'm sure I'll take one of the kids' rooms, but right now it just didn't work out that way. So I do think about it too, and this friend had an amazing space. The lighting was great, her hobbies were supported, and it was just so fun to watch her create exactly what she wanted. So she happily announced that she and her husband were going to build a new house. And they were so happy about it. They were so excited about a new project. You know when that happens? When somebody just kind of blurts out something and they're just giddy, they're over the moon. That's how I felt when I figured out that, oh, I think I want to go on that amazing whale watching trip that I did 30 years ago. I was just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I got to tell everybody. And they were beaming, so excited about this idea. To have a new project. They were going to build a new house and they're going to have a new project. And I honestly, I just love it when somebody gets a fun new idea that they're all excited about. She was beaming. I would say giddy. I love saying giddy and I think she was giddy. And that's when it happened. I thought to myself, I don't think it's a good idea to build a new house when you're that old. I wish I had that music. Dun, dun, dun. What? Did I just think that thought? So I asked myself why I thought that. And I answered myself too, but I kept these thoughts to myself, thank God. That's too old to take on a project like this, I thought. What if you don't have enough time to enjoy it, was the next thought. And then this doozy, a project like that is a ton of work that might not be worth it. Ugh. These thoughts... And thoughts like these were based in negative thoughts about aging, about what's possible at certain ages, about what's worth it at certain ages, and what's best at certain ages. Judgment all over the place. What the heck? I'm watching myself have these thoughts. I was happy one moment, and then I was like, I guess, reflecting on my own views about myself and not just judgment about her. I was mortified at what was going on up there in my brain. I believe all kinds of amazing things are possible, no matter your age. I believe you should intentionally go after things you want. I believe you should regret-proof your life and do whatever you can to prioritize things you've always dreamed about. And so on. And these thoughts, especially that first one, did not match my real, true beliefs. And I was genuinely loving how happy she was. So what was this stinker of a thought still doing up there in my brain? I was absolutely flummoxed, and I don't often use the word flummoxed in a podcast episode. Now, even though I'm a midlife coach, I'm embarrassed by this. I'm not going to be too hard on myself. Actually, I love that I at least noticed the thought, because that's a great start, and I'm human. And I grew up, I was born in 1963. I grew up probably much like you did, in a culture where there were lots of stinky thoughts and beliefs about aging and lots of things not being possible. So to find a thought like this, awareness is so important. Awareness is the key. Now I know that the thought is there. I can do something about it. But it's really something to be curious about, right? If you found a stinker like that in your brain, wouldn't you be curious? I didn't want to ignore it. And I don't think you should either, right? I think it's really worthy to question stuff like this and see what your thoughts really are. So here are three great prompts to help you understand your thoughts better so you can manage them the way you want to. If you want to, and I think you do, or you probably wouldn't be listening to the podcast. This is very different than just believing everything you think. So when you catch a curious thought, ask yourself, why am I thinking this? What do I make this thought mean? And so what? And, well, I guess four things. Here's another good one. Do I like my reasons for thinking this thought? So there are some great prompts to just poke and prod and see what other thoughts are up there so you can really figure out what you want to think on purpose. So when I answer these prompts myself, here's what I heard in my brain. Okay. Why am I thinking this? Well, because I grew up thinking that older people don't do exciting, fun things that require a lot of energy. Can you believe that? And I practiced thinking this thought because it kind of became a habit to think this way. It was just a belief that was generally accepted by the people in my community and on TV and in the movies. And growing up, I wasn't really aware of thinking it or aware of my thinking at all, or that it didn't fit with who I am or who I'm becoming. So you see, there's lots. It just, when you pause and just ask yourself these prompts, you're going to have a chance to process it. And just to see what else comes up for you. So the next thought, what do I make this thought mean? The next prompt, what do I make it mean? Well, I make it mean that it's a mistake to take on big expensive projects like this at a certain age. That it's better to keep humming along doing the status quo. That it's better to continue on to have more stability and less risk. That there are some things older people should do and building a house new from scratch isn't one of them. Can you believe it? Oh my God. Here's another one. And what I'm making it mean about me, that I don't like that this thought even popped into my brain, that I'm grateful that I can see it and manage it because it's not who I am or what I believe. Right? Okay. Now, so what? This is a funny prompt because it really just reminds me of being a little kid when you'd be having a conversation with somebody and they would just go, well, so what? So what? So what? I don't like that I think something like this at all. It's a ridiculous thought. And it's a problem because I don't want to believe this about limited possibility for people when they age. I want to believe that you should be able to dream no matter your age. I think it's a thought error for me because it's not aligned at all with what I want to believe. And so what if my friend does this, right? So what? I don't want to be judgy. Adults can make decisions and have dreams and do what they want. So, a lot came up when I started prompting myself. Now, the next step is to ask yourself this prompt, or any of these prompts, anything like this, anything that gets you thinking more. And so this one is, do I like my reasons for thinking this thought? Because if I do like my reasons, I don't have a problem. If I don't like my reasons, I do have a problem, and then I have an opportunity. So do I like my reasons for thinking this thought? No, it's an old thought that I grew up with and it doesn't fit the woman I want to become. It doesn't fit the woman I am now. It doesn't fit who I want to be. It doesn't fit with other beliefs and the way I run my life. It just doesn't fit. So what's it doing up there? That's where coaching comes in. Causal coaching, like this, helps you become more and more adept at being aware of your thinking. This awareness will help you, one, find stinky thoughts, two, be curious and compassionate towards yourself when you do, three, be intentional about the thoughts you would have to think to become the woman you want to be. Now I know. And now you know too, because I've shared this with you, and I'm pretty sure that you started to think about some of the thoughts that you have about aging, and maybe some of the older people in your life. You can become more aware of what thoughts are popping in and out, and you can be curious about them too. Now, this thought was lurking. I don't like that it popped in like this, and that's okay, because I can practice thinking new things. And so can you. What I want to believe is that acting on your dreams is a great idea, no matter your age, that you're always worth the effort to bring your dreams to life. I don't even feel any resistance to thinking like this. This is what I believe. I'm all in for this kind of mindset. Acting on your dreams is a great idea, no matter your age. So this whole experience was just so weird for me. I was watching myself be genuinely happy for her in 1 minute and be weirdly like judgmental and confused about my thoughts and what was going on in the next. And you just had to think how much of my thinking was a projection of what I might do when I'm in my 70s. Well, I think it makes sense to keep dreaming about what I want. I hope so. That's what I believe. I just heard a story recently about a friend's father who passed, and he became incredibly artistic later in life. And when I heard about this, I was delighted that he got to do exactly what he wanted to do. That's really what I believe. I don't want any of us to have regrets, because we will regret having regrets. So if you have an idea about something you really, really want, like I just shared that I would love a room sometime that is created just for me, that is not, just kind of haphazardly put together with old furniture and this and that, that I actually make choices about an office space or a studio that is exactly to my liking. I would love that. And I don't want to have regrets. So I know I'll have that at some point. I don't know exactly when, but I definitely see myself creating that for myself. Someday I would like a screen porch. I've talked about this before. It is on my vision boards. I don't know when exactly it will happen, but I do imagine myself having a screen porch. Why do I like a screen porch? I love bringing the outside in. So I have a feeling that'll be created at some point. I just don't know when, and that's okay. But right now I'm dreaming about it. Whenever I go to shows, I ask questions about it. I'm always looking for new ways to create it. It just has to hit the priority list of resources, time, you know, all the things that go into decision making about more expensive kinds of decisions in a family. So anyway, I really did find this weird, and I hope you're thinking about what's coming up for you. Are you genuinely happy for people when they dream? Or do you have some weird judgments about what's appropriate, what they should be doing? And if you do have some weird judgments, is it because that's how you think about yourself? Good one, right? Are you also curious about what's going on up there in your brain regarding your own mindset around aging? You think lots of thoughts with and without your full awareness too. We all do. That's what humans do. You might also surprise yourself by some of your own thinking being out of alignment with the woman you want to be too, or maybe the woman that you are now. Some big disconnects, it's all okay. It's better to know what you're thinking than to not know what you're thinking, but to still be at the effect of thoughts you're not even aware of. Do you get it? Like, that's really the problem. Awareness is gold. So ask yourself, are you ready to be more curious about what's really going on up there for you too? Make sure to let me know if anything weird pops up, especially about aging, but I'll take any weird thought. I would love to know if you've also found some of these wonky thoughts for yourself, things that just don't make sense. and that you're ready to question them. So if you'd like some help with coaching, I'm totally here for you. It's unbelievably important work to do. I would say it's life-changing, because if you're thinking weird stuff that simply doesn't fit with who you are now and what you believe now, it's a problem. Because you know how it goes. Thoughts create feelings. Your feeling state is related to the way you're thinking. And how you feel affects what you do. It is all connected. So it makes sense that you want your thinking to make sense for you. You don't want some habitual unchecked thoughts stinking up the joint. And you know that's a favorite quote by my old band director, Fred. Stinking up the joint. We don't want that. So being curious about how you can make sure that you help yourself create the life and become the woman you're excited to become, that's a very good thing. You don't need to be a mean girl or get all weirded out about thoughts like this. But I think being more curious is a great strategy, and you've got nothing to lose. Once you see the thought there, you can work on practicing how you want to think on purpose. Okay, that is it for this episode. As you know, this podcast is all about how to love your life again after 50. It's really all about coaching you to be more intentional and to incorporate mindfulness into your life as a regular practice. And mindfulness is the key ingredient to regret-proofing your life, as we've just discussed. This is how you put yourself on your agenda. My focus as your midlife coach is to help you get unstuck, clear, and excited about your life again. Being stuck can be rough, but it doesn't mean that you have to be like completely immobilized. It could just be that you're not where you want to be in your life in general, or your business, or maybe it's the intersection of the two. Another common reason you might feel off is that you're just too darn busy and have no work-life balance. The bottom line is that you know you're meant for more and you don't want to waste valuable time. So if you're ready to make some important changes and want to be way more clear about what you want and how to get there, I can help you create the success you're craving. That's why I created the Women in the Middle Academy with you in mind, because it's a warm, supportive, and fun coaching community of like-minded women. You can feel great about your future. Email me your questions and let's talk about it and see if it's for you. Go ahead and book your free no-obligation momentum call. That's the opposite of getting stuck, right? Stuck versus momentum. So go ahead and book that call at www.womeninthemiddleacademy.com. And finally, for show notes and links, head over to www.susierosenstein.com and click the podcast tab and look for episode 353. You'll also see links there for the new show, Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs. Thanks so much for listening. It's time for you to put yourself first, one thought at a time. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you next week.